I'm Hayes here in Boston, Massachusetts, with another episode of Back to the Sugar Shack. And we can't start without the original. Rudy, how are you?
Sometimes you meet somebody.
Then I gotta shut that song up if you don't like. Then get that one out of here.
Yeah.
Don't get off with that.
Sometimes you don't know what
to do. Wait a minute. We kick back to the Sugar Shack.
Back.
There we go. How are you, Rudy?
All right, I woke up, Tom. I got another
day.
There we go.
How's things in Las Vegas?
The weather's been hot as anything.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's one place I don't know how people go there. They got to be blowing out a lot of air conditioning this time of year.
I don't know how the pioneers ever settled this town.
Exactly. They had thick skins. They were lizards.
I mean, when you get hot out, when it gets hot, you get some relief. You get the air-conditioned hotels, the air-conditioned apartments, the air-conditioned cars. When they got hot, where did they go to get some relief?
Oh, my God. I mean, I've been out there 110 degrees. It's just, it's an oven. It's a blast furnace.
We broke a record in June. We broke a record for the highest hot month. Two weeks at least, so at 110 or better.
Woo! Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy. Yeah, I remember a few times being out there and just like a blast furnace. Incredible. Incredible. But, you know, it's that whole thing. It's the dry heat, but and it does make a difference, but not that much.
What do we got on the agenda today?
I got some good music for you today. I just uploaded a couple of good things, and we want to start where we did last week. I'm going to start. I've been looking at the ads. We're doing exactly what you specified. We're going back to the ads, and we're going to start chronologically, build in a song list, a playlist, and I'm going to start with one of the first ones ever. And, boy, this was a big song. Don't tell me it didn't load. Here we go. Well, let's see if we remember this. I love to play a quiz with you before we play it. Who was it?
Sound like Wilson Pickett?
No, Eddie Floyd and Knock on Wood.
Oh, Eddie, some of the intros all sound like the same, you know, in a few
that's
songs.
That's true. That's that big band, that big horn section. You're right.
Shoot.
But do you remember, Eddie, how many times did you have Eddie Floyd there?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, at least once, twice maybe. You know, a lot of them come back. A lot of them went away. A lot of them broke up.
Yeah, well, he was an early guy. He came in early.
Him,
in the early days.
Arthur Conley and Wilson Pickett, I think, were the early ones.
Yeah, but this was a big song in the 60s. Remember how big this song was, Knock on Wood?
A Knock on Wood, yeah. That was a big one.
All right, let's listen to it. Here we go.
Thank you.
kind of where the Sugar Shack. Right, we're still trying to find its way, Rudy.
Hey, listen, Bob, this is what we do. We can start with Eddie Floyd now as the first one. You got that on the video, YouTube?
I got that. It wasn't on. Yeah, I got it off of YouTube, yeah.
Good. You got a video of it, and that's the hit song. So we'll use him with one song. And we'll go on to the next. You got the artist list?
That's right. Well,
you.
I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going right down the ads here. So hang on. This is a whole new us, a new, whole new way. Here we go. This is what started it off, Rudy. This is when all of a sudden you had to make those phone calls and say, don't come. We don't want no trouble. It was New Year's Eve, 1968, right?
Right.
Yeah. 1968, here they are. The one, the only, the Shirelles. On Broadway, When the play went black, you know, that's not a good thing. That means there's no performance. But that night, the Sugar Shack went black.
Yeah. And also, Billy Stewart turned it completely black.
Is that right? Well, I got to grab a Billy Stewart song, see if I can do that. In the meantime, I'm going to go right down the by the ads here. Let's do the... let's do this group. This is my first night in the Sugar Shack. And I remember just cracking up. I just couldn't believe these guys. Not only great musically, but hysterically funny. Couldn't believe they could put it together. The Hot Nuts. You ready?
Yeah. Doug Clark. I can tell by yeah.
A girl, her name is Grace. She tastes so good when she sits in his face.
Yeah, hot dog. You get it from the peanut man. Yeah. Hot dog. You get it anywhere you can.
He got it on the table. He got it on the heater. He makes her smile and squashes.
Hot dog. Hot dog. You get it from the peanut man. Yeah. Hot dog.
Now Humpty Dumpty fell from the wall. He fell so hard he busted his balls.
Now when you're up, you're up, and when you're down, you're down. And when I make love to you, baby, I'm upside down.
Hot dog, you
gotta
win the way you can.
Now, roses are red, violets are blue. Below the belt is what I wanna do to you.
Hot dog,
you gotta
run the peanut man. Hot dog,
you
gotta win
the
way you can.
Now, the pretty little girl with the light blue eyes has a wonderful fortune between the thighs.
Hot dog.
Now you see the guy from Oklahoma, you his nuts are so large you can't even.
See
that guy sitting at the table. He wants a piece so bad he just ain't able.
Old
hogs get fat from knobbing corn. Young pigs get fat from sucking. Now old folks get fat from sitting around. Why young folks just get fat from sycamore tree, low down grow the grass. The finer you treat these girls you with, I'll bet you every time they'll show their ass.
Hot dog, hot dog, you get it from the peanut man. Yeah. Hot dog, you get it anywhere you can.
Now, you see that guy dressed in blue? He got good luck and he knows what to do.
Hot dog, you get it from the peanut man.
See that guy dressed in red? He had good nuts, but now they're dead.
Now you see that guy against the wall? He ain't got no nuts at all.
Nuts, but they ain't worth a damn. Hot dog, get 'em from the
they didn't have a hit record.
No, but they had an album, though. I went out and found the album someplace. But, my God, they covered songs. I mean, you hear the vocals and the harmony on those cats?
Yeah, they're unbelievable, is right.
Those are white guys. I couldn't believe it. I looked at them and go, what are these guys going to do? Don't they know this club is black? And then, boom. I mean, my God, could they sell it? It's too bad that nobody wrote a song for them to really make it. Although, when you look at the YouTube, they've got some good views on this. But, yeah, let's play this. This is just incredible. And it's not even, this is Stormy Weather. The one I remember is Misty. And I couldn't find that, but I'm going to take a look later on. So here they are, the Magnificent Men. We'll go all the way to the end. Just amazing. Amazing. Again, it's my second time I had seen the Hot Nuts, and I came back. Magnificent Man, of course, I didn't know who they were. It was a quiet night. A lot of people came out because I didn't know them. But, boy, these white guys get on the stage, and they sounded like that. I was, like, blown away. And I remember I went into the men's room, and one of the guys was beside me in there, and I said to the guy, I said, oh, my God. I said, you guys are absolutely, they were out of South Carolina or someplace. And it was just ridiculous, the noise those guys could make. And I remember it was a time of all kinds of racial tension. And I remember at that time that there was a lot of blacks in the audience. In fact, I think more blacks than whites. And I'm thinking, are they going to be offended that these white guys are doing soul music? And instead, they loved them. Oh, my God, the black audience went crazy over these guys. I mean, it was one of the most exciting nights I had ever seen in the club. They just went berserk. How could you not? I mean, that's an amazing sound.
Sure is. Sure is.
You know, hey, Rudy, the music sounds good today.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't get a chance to compliment you.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me, I can't remember it ever sounding better. Each week it sounds like it gets better and better. The fidelity is incredible.
It's loud and clear, understandable.
Yep, it's not distorted. It's we finally, hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed. Well, here, we just talked about Billy Stewart, and I went down and I found this was, of all his songs, this had the biggest play on YouTube. So let's do this one. Here we go. Try to get back in on my cell phone, so hang on for a little bit till they do that. But yeah, we're gonna play another song. We'll just do Let's see what we can get here. We'll get something, and hopefully this doesn't cut out, but I'll go see if I can get Summertime. All right? And let's do... here we go. Yeah, here we go. Let's do... oh, yeah, we'll do this. Shy Lights. And I'll be right back. Okay, Rudy?
Oh, you found Summertime. Go ahead. How many hits?
Here we go.
How many hits on it?
This is Summertime had 700,000.
That's all?
Yeah, well, there might be two versions. Sometimes you get one, you know, totally, they'll probably go over a million.
The other one had 7 million, you said?
Nah, I was wrong. It was about, that had 700,000, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Summertime was his biggest hit.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's listen to it.
La. Love.
la 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 la.
Unbelievable.
I forgot how incredible that song was.
Yeah. He doesn't give up on it. He keeps coming back.
So I just saw his picture. I never got to see him. He was a big guy, huh?
Yeah, big guy. He was about 200-300 pounds easy. But you know what I noticed about Billy? Billy turned if my memory serves me right, you know, I got to try and remember when Billy came in, the whole joint went black. Before that, the first crowd was the college crowd. Then the second show was a mixed crowd. When Billy came in, the college kids didn't support him. I don't know why. But it just turned all black.
Wow.
That's what I remember, you know. But listen, we got started now. I got Billy down for two songs. I got the Shirelles. I know she's got another hit record. I'd like to put two songs for her. And Eddie Floyd, I only remember one hit song he had.
Yeah, it was, well, there were a few others, but not that I remember. Yeah, I'd have to go back to YouTube.
What do we got next?
We got the Magnificent Men. I thought I uploaded another one from those guys. Let's see if I can find it. You know, I found Misty, but it was a live recording, and sometimes those don't come out so good. But it's not showing right now. But
what about the Shylights? You did one with the Shylights. Can you do the other hit?
Hey Girl, yeah. Shylights, Hey Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'll keep doing this every week. I'll come in and we'll just go down the list.
Yeah, but I'm gonna. Don't you have the artist list of all the real hit in your book?
Yeah, but
I think
But you go that way, it's not chronological. This way here, we're following the acts as they came in.
Yeah, but some of the acts didn't have hit records. And you can't record all the ones that didn't have a hit record because it ain't going to mean nothing. On the songbook, we got to have all hit records so when they go on, people are not going to get bored.
I would debate this point with you. I think what we want to offer is the acts who came there, whether they were known or not, or had a hit or not, and let them hear those fantastic songs and what went on in there. Otherwise, they can go anywhere and buy the greatest old hits.
Yeah, but you might have a point there.
We want to make this about the history of the Sugar Shack from the early days. And I've forgotten about Summertime until I just put it on. I remember what a big song that was. But I also love just sitting in the pub.
All right, so let's do it your way. Play the other Shylight, and that means we have Eddie Floyd, we have the Shirelles, we have Doug Clark, Billy Stewart, and the Shylights. Look at that. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We played already five acts that were.
Oh, we played
more
than that. Yeah, and then if you include the Magnificent Men, six. Rudy, that song. Are you kidding me? Somebody's not going to get excited by that song.
Oh, Stormy Weather and the other one. But is it on you? They're on YouTube.
Yes.
Something to be on there.
Yes.
All right, continue.
I was just looking, Rudy. They're still performing.
Tom, continue the Grecian formula.
The Grecian formula?
Yeah, continue doing what you're doing. The Grecian formula.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, these are gems that
might have a point.
Tell everybody what happened in that room. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean,
room, we have to complete the whole package and give everybody the shot at who participated there. We can't leave anybody out. If they have
there
a record, if they have a
right.
record,
if I can find a right, if I can find a record by the Nine Lords, I'm going to put that up there too.
Yeah, I think they got one with Kim Weston or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I mean, we want to give a tribute to every band that played there.
A tribute.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the Magnificent Men, I mean, they were there. They
right.
blew the room out.
Right. They earned their dues to be in the songbook.
My God, that song, Rudy, if those you put a curtain up and played those guys backstage, and you didn't know they were white, you would have thought that was you would have said, who the heck are those guys? What do they got? Wilson Pickett together with you know Al Green and you know and the OJs. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, you know, we got about four or five white acts that played there. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit
That's
Wheel.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I was ready to go find Mitch Ryder. Again, that'll do that next week. We want to show chronologically what happened there.
Yeah. Okay.
The history of the Sugar Shack.
All right, my
Otherwise,
man.
Otherwise, Rudy, if you just do the best of, they can go to any music store anywhere and buy the greatest hits of soul hits.
Say what?
They can go. If all you want to do is play the hits, they can go to any music store or go online and buy the greatest soul hits. They don't have to buy our Sugar Shack.
I know what you're saying. I think you're right, 100% right. This would be the complete Sugar Shack package, everybody that worked there, big or small.
Exactly, and you know, people will go, oh my God, I remember that group. I remember the night I saw that group. Yeah, that was back in 67. That was back in 68.
Well, you're right. It more or less tells the history that were there. The history, the performances of all the acts that were there. Oh, we had some dynamite acts that didn't have
Yeah. So I'm going to go in. See, this is the work. We're going to go in and find those great songs, and we're going to put them on an album.
Right. If they had a hit record, it'll be on YouTube. Or if they had any kind of music, it'll be on YouTube. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. There you go. We can put the book together. Wow, what a break. Once we put that book together, that's a film. That's a film thing. You can film all the things and put it on a CD with all the songs and everything. There you go.
You got it, Rudy. You got it, Rudy. Today we started.
We could sell it to, what's her name, PBS. This is the Sugar Shack Songbook. The complete history of the Sugar Shack. All right,
go
for it, Tom.
I'm going to
continue the creation.
Oh, he finally woke up. Wait a minute. Somebody finally woke up.
Billy Porter.
He finally got out of his pajamas. He's been playing with costumes. He's had a busy day, Rudy. He's been putting on costumes and taking selfies and putting himself up on Facebook like the star he wants to believe. There's a guy. The guy we got now, his future is behind him.
No, not a star that I want to believe. I'm not trying to be a star. I just have a nice little hobby. And if I'm trying to be a star for anybody, it would be for my kids. But I just called to say, hi, I'm listening to your show, you guys. The music has been great. You guys are hilarious. I'm listening to you go back and forth. Rudy's still wanting to cut deals. Tom thinks he fucking knows about it. You guys are tremendous. I love you guys. I'm a fan. I'm just calling in to say hi.
Let's do it. You know, it's not good. It's not a real show until you show up, Billy.
You're right.
And he just hung up. He just hung up. He's probably got some corn on the grill. If you ever looked at his Facebook posts, Rudy, he's got pictures of eggplant and corn and roasted vegetables on Facebook, and him and his stuffing them into his mouth because his beautiful woman cooks all these vegetables for him, and he's got pictures of chipmunks running around the yard. Then he dresses up like Dracula. This man's a busy man. He's got a lot to do every day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. As long as he can...
No, he can't come on the show because he's got to go take his Dracula outfit off.
Okay. Well, let's continue our Grecian formula. We finally got a formula we're going to work on.
You got it. So did you enjoy today's show?
Very much. We found
that's right. I finally made you happy.
Right. I always get sidetracked on what I want to do or what I think that we can do with little money or no money at all, you know?
Exactly, Rudy. I got this covered, man. Once we get Billy on track, I want him to get us an interview with Lovejoy, Lovelace, whatever his name is. I want to get the pimps, so we're going to, you know, we can't wait anymore for people who have gone away. I don't know where they've gone, but we got this great guy who can do some great choreography, Rick Dumont. He's fantastic, and hopefully he picks up the slack here. And, you know, we're going to start getting some more locals. I want to get Chandra. I want to get Susanna. And we want to film Chandra and get her take on everything. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Oh, Chandra, yeah, if you can get her.
Absolutely. So in the meantime, we're going to keep, you know, we've already done, I don't even know. Time went so well today. We've already done an hour show, Rudy.
We did an hour. Okay, we can wrap it up then.
No, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to piss you off. I'm going to play The Magnificent Men one more time. Here we go.
You know,
bands, those. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my book, I think Susanna didn't make the same pages all the same, you know, when she made these books up.
Yeah, well, I'm following the book I have follows right from the beginning.
I'm trying to find
the
main
list. The list, the artist list and the ads.
I'm going through it now, trying to find the main ingredient. I think I got those guys from California, from that Don, that guy that I sent Jay Harvey to. What the hell was his name? John Daniels. He had a club out there. He gave me The Love Machine, Seven Beautiful Girls, and I can't find the main ingredient. I think he gave me the main ingredients.
Well, we're gonna continue. If you like this, we're gonna continue.
Yeah, well, that's it. You got the right idea. In fact, I was against it. I was just trying to do just the hits because I didn't want to bore the people. But this is the story. All the acts that work there and all that, I think over much better because they
deserve.
Well, listen,
I tell you, maybe I'm being a know-it-all like Billy Porter chimed in. But I'd like to hear anybody be bored by the Magnificent Men and their rendition of Stormy Weather. My God. Like I said, if you had a battle of the bands, those guys would win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They certainly carry their own weight.
Woof. My. <You know? laughs> Well, listen, I had fun. I hope you had fun. I don't know with.
Well,
yeah,
at
I don't
least
know with,
I don't have the main ingredients in my book. I don't know what that Susanna did.
I don't know. I'll find them. I'll get them. I'll put them on the thing. We just got a text from Billy. He said just a little splash was good enough. You guys had a great show going. So that's from the man, the Count Dracula himself, Mr. Corn on the cob. Eggplant. What's the Italian for eggplant? I forget the word.
I forgot Mulan? It too.
Mulan, right? Mulan?
No, I forgot it too. The Love Machine. I got The Love Machine.
All right, I'll go look. I'm going to go look for these artists. Stevie Wonder will be next week, some of his early stuff. We're going to do it all, Rudy.
All right, my man.
Great, Charles. All right, so till next week. And I know that what I have to do here, no show is a show until we do the, I hate it when that happens. Here we go. No show is a show until we do this song to sign us off, and I'm going to do the crazy, sexy Marsha Griffiths Sugar Shack.
Shook, 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 Sugar Shack. Well, it's
You know,
when we do the big concert tour, we get Del, Marsha Griffiths. We got to get that Del, Marsha Griffiths, when we do the big Sugar Shack tour.
Who's that?
Marsha Griffiths just is the woman who just sang that.
Yeah, we got to get her. She's got a dynamite version of.
Right. All right.
All right.
We'll see you next week. It was a great shot of moving down the line, and we'll just continue to find some treasures.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Have a great one. Say hi to everybody and stay cool.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. So long, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and please call in sometime. 646-929-2451. Thanks so much.